on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is CBS Yep. Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Alan Phillips. The book is The Red Hotel. It's a icon of architecture in Moscow. It's still there. It's being renovated today in the 21st century. But in 1941 to 1945, it was the headquarters of the media that was allowed into Moscow to tell the story that Moscow wanted told. One of those media stars, newspaper stars, correspondents, journalists, was a debutante who was about as far from Charlotte Haldane and a hard-nosed reporter as you can get, a debutante named Alice Motes, who was called affectionately Motesy by everybody. I learned from Alan Phillips, the author, that she was engaged 8 times, never married, and enjoyed herself. She had a wonderful war, but at some point, as Moscow is being besieged by the German army, the British ambassador takes it upon himself, a personal mission, to make sure that Alice leaves and nothing bad happens to her. Otherwise, FDR and her parents will never forgive the British Empire. Who is Alice Motes, Alan?
Alice Motes was a wealthy socialite, very well educated. I think she spoke, apart from English, definitely Spanish, French, German, and I'm sure Italian. Before the war, she conceived a strange idea to invite herself to Moscow. She knew the ambassador there, and he said, "Oh yes, well, come along, Alice. I'm sure it'll be fine." But when she turned up, she thought, "I see all these journalists are here. I'm going to become a war correspondent too." And people said to her, "Excuse me, Alice, your literary output is so far constricted to a book called No Nice Girl Swears." Which is a sort of a tongue-in-cheek guide to manners from a worldly-wide socialite. And she said, "No, if these people can be war correspondents, I can too." And they all said, "Poo-poo, that's never going to happen." Anyway, the embassies, the British and the American embassies, wanted all the women, or what were known at the time as the embassy wives, to leave. Alice hid wherever she could. She managed to find refuge in a British embassy annex, where she just wandered around with a bag of clothes and slept wherever she could. Eventually, she managed to persuade Collier's magazine to get her a press card, and so she was allowed to stay, much to the intense annoyance of the British ambassador, who seems to have spent more time than anyone can imagine dealing with this difficult woman, as he described her.
Yes, I had the image, as I was reading your book, Alan, of one of those comedies or plays where the ambassador, I believe his name was Stoddard, is pursuing Alice across the stage, quite indifferent to the tragedy going on behind them, or the war fighting, or the evacuation of the city. And Alice is changing clothes and hiding from him. He pursues her all the way. I think he pursues her all the way to Turkey, to Tehran, as I recall. It gets quite elaborate. I imagine they're pursuing each other in heaven. He was.
Yeah, to a certain extent, Alice is like the fool in a Shakespeare tragedy. She provides some light entertainment, but also exposes the folly of the actions of grander people than her. And with a private income, of course, she's perfectly able to do that.
One quick minute for Alice. She does meet a Polish general, Anders, who is brought by the Soviets to raise a Polish regiment or division to fight the Germans. And at that point, Alice had struck gold. I don't know whether all these years later people remember it, but it's a window on how the Soviets were trying to use the very people they'd so badly abused. It wasn't until the 1990s that we knew about the execution of Anders's colleagues in the Polish army, all of that. Alice turned that up and was part of that conversation, and I'm very thankful for your revelation about how Alice, even though we could regard her as light entertainment, did connect with one of the ongoing tragedies of the 21st century, the murder of those Poles by order of the Kremlin. Alan Phillips is the author. The book is The Red Hotel. We've introduced the Western heroines. Now we're going to the Russian heroines. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.